Father Walter Burkhardt's book from my bookshelf and reread some of his homilies. As some of you may recall, Father Burkhardt always would make three points. Perhaps his Trinitarian approach to homilies was due to the fact that one of his specializations was the Holy Trinity. And so I wonder, which three points would Father Burkhardt make in today's readings, or especially today's gospel, which he gave a title, Sir, We Would Like to See Jesus? I believe that there are three points he would make. First, he would do an exegesis in revealing, interpreting today's gospel. Two, he'd make an application for this season of Lent. Three, an application to our lives. First point, have you ever noticed that John's gospel is quite different from Matthew, Mark, and Luke? Taken as a whole, these three writers are known as the synoptic writers of the gospels. And the writer of John's gospel, written some 30 or 40 years after the other writers, is unique to itself. For a variety of reasons, John's gospel is less concrete than the others and much more abstract, metaphorical, symbolic. And so, for instance, the writer of John often uses the metaphor of sight. In the opening of his gospel, has Jesus inviting the first disciples to come, see where I live. And at the end, at the resurrection scene in the garden, he asks Mary Magdalene, Jesus posing as a gardener, who are you looking for? And so too in today's gospel, we hear, Sir, we would like to see Jesus. So often the Jewish scriptures emphasized hearing. John's gospel emphasizes seeing. And so St. John's symbolic style leads him to leave out or incorporate some of the significant concrete scenes and does it more abstractly in a symbolic way. And so in today's gospel, we get a glimpse of how John incorporates larger scenes that the synoptics elaborate. The scene of the baptism, the scene of the transfiguration. Instead of this development that we hear in the synoptics, we hear simply a voice from the sky, Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came down from heaven. I glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder. That's it. No baptism, no transfiguration. John is working out something different in developing who Jesus is. Also, John does not include a scene of Jesus' agony in the garden. Instead, we hear in today's gospel, I am troubled now. Yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. Notice in the synoptics they develop how Jesus was in anguish the night before he died. John's purpose is different. He's giving us glimpses, moving us towards a different way of understanding who Jesus is. Now, Father Burkhardt might have developed a second point in applying it to our Lenten journey. How might we have considered these readings in light of our movement here in this fifth Sunday of Lent? Inviting us to consider, where have we been in our Lenten journey? How have we looked for and sought Jesus? Have we seen glimpses in our lives, in our relationships, in our personal journey with Christ? What are those questions that we need to ask continually in Lent so that in the Passion can be deeper and the resurrection can be more meaningful? The Lenten journey is supported by readings such as today, asking ourselves, Sir, do we really want to see Jesus? In what way? Ignatius of Loyola speaks of seeking and finding God in all things. Easier said than done, but in our daily decisions and discernment, we have the confidence to know that God is seeking us. Do we listen for Christ asking and seeking us in our lives? Thirdly, in applying the readings and the season of our Lenten journey for our contemporary lives, it might be helpful to turn to the document recently published by Carnal World titled Sharing in the Joy of Our Life in Marriage and Family. Copies of this are in the back of the church. In today's bulletin, I give you a summary of the highlights as well as the link. This is an important document, so important that Carnal World has sent hundreds to us in our parish and to each parish in the 139 parishes in the Archdiocese. What's it about? You may remember a few years ago, Pope Francis issued an apostolic exhortation on marriage and the family called Amoris Laetitiae. I use some of those passages from the Pope every time I guide a couple towards their marriage. It's insightful. Some ways at times it was controversial. What Carnal World is doing this is saying, here's the richness of how we understand our marriages and family through two major points in the church's law, the objective moral order, as well as the power and significance of our conscience. The balance that our conscience developed through our life experiences, as well as the church's tradition of morality. That's what this is about. Now it has some application because it's a pastoral plan. And that pastoral plan has a third component emphasized here in this document, accompaniment. How do we accompany one another in shaping our conscience, in developing our experiences so that it's enriching our lives and the lives of our marriage and our families, as well as our faith? Indeed, our parish identity, its mission statement, also has three points, highlighting the power of the word accompaniment. And let me read it again. This mission statement is in the bulletin, and it defines who we are. We are a Jesuit Catholic parish that welcomes all to accompany one another in Christ, celebrate God's love, transform lives. Carnal World, you might say, borrowed our statement, but we got our word accompaniment really from Pope Francis. Who gets it? He gets it from the scriptures. He gets it from the experience of his own journey. Do we not see our own journey in Lent? A way of accompaniment, a way of looking, a way of being looked at by Jesus. So, my brothers and sisters, as we continue our journey, drawing ever closer to the passion of Jesus and his resurrection, let us look, let us seek, and let us accompany one another as we accompany Jesus the Christ on his journey to Jerusalem. Accompanying one another in Christ. Let us stand and recite the Apostles' Creed found in the hymnal number 175. The ancient words of our ancestors, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.